Brad Smith has served as the General Counsel and Executive Vice President of Legal and Corporate Affairs at Microsoft since 2002. Mr. Smith is responsible for Microsoft's legal work, intellectual property portfolio, patent licensing business, government affairs, and philanthropic work. Please go ahead.
Well, thank you, Senator Franken and Ranking Member Grassley, for the opportunity to be here today and to support comprehensive immigration reform, including changes in the high-skilled immigration area. At Microsoft and across the technology sector, we are increasingly grappling with a significant economic challenge. We are not able to fill all the jobs that we are creating. The numbers help tell the story. At a time when unemployment nationally hovers just below 8%, the unemployment rate in the computer and mathematical occupation has fallen to 3.2%. And in many states and in many subcategories, it has fallen below 2%. Unfortunately, the situation is likely to get worse rather than better. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has estimated that this year, the economy is going to create over 120,000 jobs, new jobs, that will require a bachelor's degree in computer science. And yet we estimate that all of the colleges and universities in the country put together will produce this year only 51,474 of these degrees. That is why high-skilled immigration and this legislation is of such great importance. The bill you're considering does three very important things. First, it addresses the green card shortage. It eliminates or goes very far to reduce the backlog. It eliminates the per country cap, and it creates a new green card category for advanced STEM degrees, all things that are needed. Second, in the H-1B area, the bill, quite rightly, I believe, has improvements in the number of H-1Bs that are available, but accompanies this with changes to ensure that American workers are protected. It raises the wage floor for H-1B employees. It improves portability so H-1B employees can switch employers. It addresses a number of other issues. And even though we have some lingering questions about potential language and potential unintended consequences, we recognize that compromise is needed all around, and we hope to be able to work with this committee and its staff as you go through the details. There's a third thing this bill does that is of extraordinary importance, and that's this. It creates a national STEM education fund. The reason we have such a shortage of high-skilled labor is because we've systematically underinvested as a country in the education of our own children. Consider this. There are over 42,000 high schools in America, but this year, the number certified to teach the advanced placement course in computer science is only 2,250. Senator Klobuchar, we're very grateful to the work that you and Senator Hatch led to really create the I-squared proposal, the I-squared Act. It creates the model for a national STEM education fund. And this bill follows much of that model, but I hope you might improve it even further. Raise the fees on visas, raise the fees on some green cards, and invest that money in the American people so we can provide our own children with the educational opportunities they'll need to develop the skills to compete in an increasingly competitive world. As a company, Microsoft spends more on research and development than any other company in the world, $9.8 billion this year. And yet we spend 85% of that money in one country, this country, the United States. Our industry has come to Washington because we want to keep jobs in America. We want to fill jobs in America, and we want to help create more jobs in America. We know that in the short run, we'll need to bring more people from other countries to America. And we hope that in the long run, some of them will follow in the footsteps of the Alexander Graham Bells and Albert Einsteins and Andy Groves, great technologists and scientists and entrepreneurs. But we want to do more than that. We think the country should seize the moment to invest in our own children as well. And if we're going to do all of that, if we're going to do any of that, we need your help. Thank you.